14. Maple Leaf. Well, Susan, it seems that you have gone green.
Yes, I'm trying to redecorate using a natural theme. You know, trees, plants, and flowers.
Have you thought of using the maple leaf?
Isn't that on the Canadian flag? Oh, that's why you suggested it. Because you are Canadian.
That's true. But the maple leaf has a very special history. It's more than just our flag.
Okay, what else is it used for? Just maple syrup, which we put on our breakfast pancakes?
Not only that. Well before the coming of the first European settlers, Canada's native people had discovered the food properties of maple sap, which they gathered every spring. According to many historians, the maple leaf began to serve as a Canadian symbol as early as 1700.
That's a long time ago. I read that in 1957, the color of the maple leaves on the arms of Canada was changed from green to red, one of Canada's official colors.
Yes, so nowadays we have a red maple leaf. The maple leaf used to appear on all of our coins, too, but nowadays it's only on the penny.
Yes, I still have some of the Canadian coins you gave me. The modern 1 cent piece has two maple leaves on a common twig.
That's right. They haven't really changed that one in years. It's been the same since 1937, I think.
What about the national anthem? I mean, in England, we sing about our Queen. Do you sing about the maple leaf?
We do indeed. Alexander Muir wrote "The Maple Leaf Forever" as Canada's Confederation song in 1867. It was regarded as the national song for several decades.
Oh, I see. It seems funny to sing about a leaf, though. But nowadays, you sing, "Oh, Canada," don't you?
Yes, we do. I guess singing about a leaf is a little strange.
Well, I think I like the original green one better, and the color blends well with the others I've used. Thanks for the great decorating tip. I will use the maple leaf for sure. Thank you.